So we are now moving to the next chapter, that is chapter number 7, where we look at innovative recruitment practices. So we have taken a brief look at the use of social media in the previous chapters. Here we are going to look at some specific channels of social media and how to use them. So these would be the Facebook channel, we would look at WhatsApp, we would look at Twitter, we would also look at the business recruitment channel, which is LinkedIn. So apart from this, we are also going to look at the concept of data analytics and how would it prove useful and beneficial to us. So social media, we've discussed this, but let's just skim through it. It provides recruiters the tools to present their offerings in the best possible manner. The key is to have a brand identity across all platforms that properly communicates what the brand is about. The prime objective of using social media across all platforms is to entice potential talent with a conversation about the organization and giving participants a glimpse of what life is like with the company. So it's more of social listening, it's more of having informal conversations rather than a structured way. The average person with the access to the internet has about 5 social media accounts, while they're only active on around 3 of them. It's clear that social media platforms are a place where business owners are looking to hire new talent should be starting those conversations. For example, let's consider a person who is staying in Pune. So, might be of an age of 25, is currently in a job for the last couple of years, and of course is tightly integrated to the social media. So they might be on Facebook, which is the most popular. They might be on Instagram, which is, very popular again. They might be on Twitter. They might be, of course, on WhatsApp for texting, and they would also more likely be on the LinkedIn business networking platform. So the smartest strategy here is to implement a social media recruitment strategy over multiple social media channels to reach the target audience. It is thus vital to focus on the factors that are right for the industry. Recruiters thus need to focus on these questions. They need to understand that people are also visual, and images make a big difference when it comes, to social media or capturing the attention of aspirants, or candidates on the social media. So much so that the content with relevant images gets 94%, a whopping 94% more views than content without relevant images. Just picture this, you are shown the beautiful campus of Infosys in Pune with the domes and the futuristic architecture, with people who have smiles on their faces and are moving about the campus. Wouldn't that create a lovely impression about this organization? It would also create the urge in your mind as an aspirant to join Infosys and avail of the fantastic services and create a progression in your life and career. Now let's take a look at how we can use social media sites. So social recruiting is the term that has been in vogue, or it has been popular since the last several years, and is the practice of using social media channels to recruit top talent. And it is one of the top recruitment trends currently. In fact, 92% of the companies, that's a huge number of companies, use social media for recruitment according to a latest report. Now, please be mindful that these 92% of companies are not IT organizations specifically. They belong to the entire array of companies or the, range of companies from the various different industrial domains. So there's a reason why social recruiting has become increasingly popular in the recent years. Of course, social media has now become synonymous with the name Facebook. because Facebook has grown in a huge amount of popularity from where it came, you know. So from being a small site, okay, which was founded by Mark Zuckerberg, it has now become immensely popular. And from the campus of, you know, his particular college, it has grown to the entire globe. It has more than 2 billion active users, and it's, you know, the acquired organization, the company or social media site Instagram, has also over 1 billion, you know, users. Another name which has become famous because of its acquisition by the billionaire and the richest person on the earth, Elon Musk, is Twitter, which has more than 300 million users, and those numbers only continue to grow. By adding social media to the recruitment mix or the recruitment strategy, recruiters can now attract active and passive candidates. So we've already discussed what are active and passive candidates in various discussions. They can target specific and ideal talent pool, boost their employer brand and company culture, and save on recurring costs. So social media, although is extensive, it's a platform for different ages, different demographics, yet it is pretty less expensive than the conventional platforms. So here we are going to enlist and briefly discuss the reasons to incorporate social media into your recruitment efforts. So first is the reason that connect with candidates where and when they are available. So it's a sort of a flexible medium. It's a sort of an asynchronous medium. It provides you with a lot of flexibility. The next is develop a dialogue with those candidates. So social media is developed around the concept of conversations and social listening. So it's not something which has a rigid framework. It is a set of conversations that do happen. It's the word of mouth that keeps floating around and it tends to develop as a snowball. Be seen as an innovative and progressive employer. So if you are on multiple platforms like a LinkedIn, like a Facebook, like an Instagram, like a Telegram, like a WhatsApp, like a Snapchat, and various other platforms, you are seen as somebody who's pretty progressive, somebody who's pretty modern, and somebody who's pretty innovative as an employer and a recruitment professional. The next is, of course, to promote your employment brand. As we know, it has a multitude of users. Every platform has its users in millions and billions, correct? So why not be on this particular set of platforms? And of course, open additional sources for candidate leads and hires. So apart from your job boards, apart from, you know, the campus interviewing, apart from traditional brick and mortar means, this can open new avenues or complementary sources. Now, of course, the sheer reach of, you know, Facebook and other mediums make them lucrative. So networking platforms make it the ideal platform to find the right candidate. So Facebook is one such platform where you can find a wide range of people. So if you were to just, you know, search for people or their friend lists, you will find a numerous number of people, and friends might be people who are working for the same organization. So that's a huge rich mine of people. Information posted on Facebook can reach millions of potential job seekers within a few minutes. So if there is an advertisement placed by a reputed organization, it will reach millions of people across the world within a few minutes. So with millions of profiles listed on this particular platform or site, recruiters will be really spoiled for choices when it comes to recruiting for the next vacant position. Even when a candidate that has been approached is not interested to take up your offer, he or she can always forward the same to his or her network. This is the way how the word of mouth would spread. So this way recruiters can even tap into the extended network of a particular candidate to find if someone suitable is present to fill up the vacant post, as I just mentioned in the previous slide. Of course, the major benefit is that these networking sites are free. They're easy to set up and allow recruiters to communicate quickly and easily. Recruiters at these firms may find automated posting services quite valuable as well. These programs save time by automatically posting available jobs. The importance of this human element cannot be underestimated and is an absolutely critical aspect of hiring on the social media. Now let's categorically look at the sites that I had highlighted in the introductory part. The first one that of course needs a special mention is the highly popular, the most popular, you can call it as the king of the social media platforms, is Facebook. So Facebook is a social networking service that was launched way back in February of 2004. So it would complete its 18th year running this particular February, or the 19th year, I'm sorry, in this coming February. Now, it is owned and operated by Facebook Incorporation and has over 1 billion active users and increasing number. So more than half of whom use Facebook on a mobile device. Now, Facebook has two sections that can be used for recruitment. Of course, now we are not speaking about Facebook from the social media perspective, but from the recruitment perspective, right? So how can it be used for recruitment? Through two very important aspects of it. One is the groups and the other one is events. So let's explore them in the next slide. So we are already aware of groups. So there is a facility to create groups. Many of us are also present in those groups. So a group of people who is already in a company can include past staff too, like friends of friends group. So many organizations, they have their own groups. Alumni from educational institutions like Wellinkers have their own groups and so on. So if potential new hires find these sites, it will really give them a sense of the culture. Recruiters searching in Facebook usually find people who work or have earlier worked for the organization. Participants can also read through a list of comments and make their own mind up whether they would like to apply for the organization that they are looking up on Facebook. By using Facebook, recruitment professionals will be able to establish an employment brand. Correct? Because of its visibility, because of the presence of people who have already worked or ex-employees. So this will give additional sense of trust to people who might be aspiring to join this brand. Thus, they need to think carefully about the image they want to portray. Now, just to give you an example, a few years ago, if you remember, many aviation companies were in the limelight for the wrong reasons. So famous aviation organizations were actually, and this is not just India, it's also abroad, and they were in the news, in the social media for the wrong reasons. Correct? Now, some of the movie franchises currently are also in limelight for the wrong reasons. So you want to have a clean image, an untarnished image. Like whenever the name of Tata Group crops up on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on Twitter or Instagram, immediately it's a clean image with heaps of praise for, you know, the founder or probably the person who is the chairman, the current chairman now, as well as every person from the Tata Group. So it's important to keep an image which is clean, which is positive. In a group, recruiters can pose questions, talk about issues that face, you know, that face the company, note interesting blogs, video clips, and press releases. So you can give audiovisual information to the aspirants to ensure that they are attracted towards the brand name of the organization and they aspire to join you in a short time's notice. Once the group becomes popular, it is easy to invite people to company events. Make these public can really prove that there is a fun company culture. Again, it is about being rather than saying it. So it's said that actions speak louder than words. So if people are, you know, clicked at company events, if it's an actual event where photos are posted on the social media, it would make a rather large impact than just having a blog post with no images. Later, wider events can be arranged where you can showcase the company knowledge, a new innovation, product launch, etc. It's very easy to invite contacts in Facebook, and they can easily send the invite on to a friend. So this in itself, you know, kind of becomes a viral. It's got a snowballing effect. And of course, you know, it tends to penetrate the job market where your aspirants lie. More people will come across the recruitment ads on Facebook than on any other platform. The pure reason, the simple reason, is the sheer size of the platform, the number of users exceeding the billion people count across the globe. Facebook recruitment, of course, offers a great but underutilized opportunity. So a lot of my friends in recruitment, a lot of known people, they kind of treat this as a very casual or a one-odd stop, which could actually, you know, be taken more seriously. So recruiters should know that they can use Facebook as a proactive sourcing tool. They can find potential candidates using the Facebook search option and don't even need to have a company Facebook page to do it. So those people who are really interested in gaining a wide perspective on candidates can definitely use this as a tool. The active users can then be contacted using the Messenger, which is a Facebook communication feature, we all know, and gain responses in the real time. So this can be accomplished by using the personal Facebook account to proactively search for potential candidates when recruiting on Facebook. Many Facebook users share a lot of information on their profiles, including their current location, the education, the work experience, current or past, employers, and even languages they speak. Facebook Graph Search allows you to find candidates who meet specific criteria using filters like city, education, company, etc. So, students, you might want to pause this briefly and check this particular feature and then come back. So how to be awesome on Facebook? This is just a sort of a powerful image, an informal image, gives us more reasons to recruit on Facebook. So design beautiful career pages, avoid clutter. So this could represent your brand in a very good light. Share fresh and interesting content to, you know, tick your audience. So if you are sharing some newly happened events, like there was a Halloween event which happened in the last week of October, there was Diwali that happened. So, you know, people get attracted if you are sharing those celebrations that have happened at office. Colorful costumes, beautifully decorated workplace, a lovely campus, something innovative about, you know, the way you decorate your workspace and so on. Listen to candidates and be responsive. Engage your prospects or prospective hires through quiz and contests. So this is now becoming pretty popular. So there are opinion polls, there are quiz competitions, there are some sweepstakes, which can also be organized on your websites and the social media platforms. Give industry insights, post employee experiences. So many times you could also have people write blogs on your favorite technologies, on insights about leadership. They can relate to, you know, articles as well, which may give them insights on your workplace as well. Schedule updates and monitor results. And of course, you know, there are no silver or magic bullets. It's a persistence that pays. So social media is, although in, you know, it's less expensive, it also is free at times, but it needs patience. And it's a long-term investment. So if you do this rigorously and regularly, you will be able to reap rich rewards. Again, getting back to our discussions about the most popular platform, Facebook. So a critical step in learning how to recruit on Facebook is to learn how to display the company culture. So research has proven that companies with strong employer branding strategies are more successful in attracting the right candidates. If you display a great culture with your company, people will become, or they will want to become, a part of it. So let's suppose a recent case in point is a birthday celebration of one of your colleagues. So if there was a lovely, a grand birthday celebration in the organizational premises, you know, you might want to feature that as a part of your Facebook post or in your Facebook company group. You might want to post certain events like a hackathon which might happen, correct? A certain exhibition which your company is sponsoring and so on. Now we will move to the next platform, which is again popular. Of course, it has become very popular recently because it was bought outright by Elon Musk, which is known as Twitter. So basically, a tweet is nothing but a song tweeted by a small bird. And here, a tweet means it's a tweet of 140 characters, a very short message, correct? And the platform that is popular for, you know, making this successful, a worldwide, a global phenomenon, is Twitter. So Twitter, as we know, is an online social networking service. It's also known as a microblogging platform. So microblog is something which is a very short, you know, message that is given. It's a 140 characters message, also called as a tweet. So this service has gained rapid worldwide popularity, generating more than 550 million tweets daily and handling over 1.6 billion search queries per day. So this is a humongous popularity that can be seen, and usage as well. So Twitter can be used to promote job opportunities and to complement the e-recruiting sourcing channel pools. So many people, you know, who are frequent, who send frequent tweets, they might be technology leaders, they might be influencers, and you might want some of them to join your organization and add value. So Twitter, up to this particular point in time, has been a fairly open platform because it's typically, you know, it's not used for structured business networking like a LinkedIn or staying in touch with family and friends like Facebook. So it's more got to do with certain updates or, you know, or spreading of the right kind of news. So to find people, recruiters can use Twitter's search bar. So Twitter also has an advanced search bar or a search option where you can do a more detailed search. Other outside websites have Twitter search tools that recruiters might find even more helpful. Since Twitter is more open, it's easy to reach out and connect. You could also, as mentioned earlier, you can also tweet images of what's happening in your own organization, send out microblogs there or tweets to make your organization accessible to aspirants. Now here, people will get bored and unfollow you if only you tweet about your job opening. So this is a word of caution to recruitment professionals who are watching this video, correct? So what are certain things that need to be avoided, or perhaps one thing is, don't just monotonously tweet about the job openings. You might also want to tweet about certain events, tweet about certain happenings, interesting things, interesting developments in the organization. You might want to tweet some valuable information in technology. So these will keep people, you know, they will stop people from unfollowing you, and they will also take heed of any openings. So Twitter has a power to create and participate in public conversations in real time. So I believe we are all used to tweets from Amitabh Bachchan, Sachin Tendulkar, and a lot of global celebrities as well. So this enables recruiters to be able to leverage the channel in a variety of ways. So if some influential people, some intelligent developers are tweeting, something in real time, you might want to follow them and you might want to check if they would be interested in joining you. So there are a variety of ways which recruiters can use or leverage this channel. The first being gather business intelligence to identify new opportunities. So recruiters acting as followers can undertake brand monitoring as a business intelligence process. So here, Twitter can come in handy. Another way is promote jobs to potential job seekers that have become followers. So more and more recruiters are currently embracing this technology to connect with candidates quickly and effectively. This can also be done to ensure your recruitment software, okay? So ensure that your recruitment software is able to help you connect with this powerful social media. So there are plugins which are available with the current recruitment software where they are able to, you know, plug into Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and so. For job posting related tweets or any tweets that matter, make sure you have relevant hashtags. So hashtags, students, I believe many of you already know, play a very vital role in Twitter, in Facebook, in Instagram, and they can instantly transport you to that particular website or that particular page. So the third point is researching potential candidates. So you can evaluate candidate behavior and online reputation by analyzing their Twitter account, their Twitter activity in terms of the number of tweets and the quality of tweets and balance between followers and following. You can also elicit referrals. You can ask for referrals. So Twitter being a real-time channel is perfect to elicit referrals. So if a person who is not interested in a job change or is consulting currently might be requested for a referral. Is there anyone in your Twitter circle or friend circle who aspires to work with, you know, a growing MNC? So make sure people in your network know what you're looking for and see miracles happen every day. Many businesses are turning to social recruiting as a strategy to increase the size and diversity of their applicant pool, and Twitter is no different. So recruiting on Twitter is now a common tactic used by recruiters throughout the world. How to use hashtags? Now, Twitter is synonymous. Twitter was one of the first few platforms which has, in fact, made use of this powerful symbol, which is a hashtag. So we all, I probably think, know what is a hashtag. It's a sort of a link, yeah? So using hashtags specifically for sourcing candidates can help recruiters make their job posts stand out, but also get seen by the right people. So hashtags basically is nothing but a word or a phrase with no spaces or special characters, which is preceded by the hash symbol, okay? So it is preceded by with this hash symbol and then the word follows, all right? So if you were to search jobs within Twitter, you would then see every tweet that includes hashtag jobs with its 140 character limit, starting with the most recent tweet. So this gives you a rich, you know, in set of information where you can have a long list, a very exhaustive sort of a list related to this hashtag. How to use hashtags to recruit, which we are continuing this discussion. So hashtags can be used to take part in an overall conversation. It can be used to tag posts with specific subject indicators and to identify participants in a group chat. Utilizing the right hashtags within your tweets can broaden your influence on Twitter, increase your retweets, and ultimately help you connect with the potential job candidates. So hashtags, they basically tend to expand your reach to get the attention and involvement of people in your industry, especially those people who are looking for jobs and people who are connected to people who are looking for jobs. Again, by adding a hashtag, your tweets are visible to more than just your followers or those viewing your specific Twitter feed, but anyone following or searching for that particular hashtag. For example, let's say a person, Mohan, who's a recruiter. Okay, so Mohan operates out of Mumbai. Mohan from Mumbai, and he is, he's been using Twitter. He is associated with MCorp, a Mumbai-based MNC. And Mohan from Mumbai, belonging to MCorp, needs 5 candidates for one of their manpower requirements. So Mohan from Mumbai, belonging to MCorp, following a manpower requirement, uses the hashtag jobs or trending jobs. Under that hashtag, which is already developed by Twitter, he puts in his requirement. So people will now, when they reach this hashtag, they will see Mohan from Mumbai, belonging to MCorp, has a manpower requirement of 5 managers. See? So Twitter will, provide Mohan from Mumbai, belonging to MCorp, get those 5 manager requirements filled. Of course, the next interesting social media site widely used is WhatsApp. So WhatsApp is the most used social media chat application in the world, and it has also been acquired by Facebook. So it has accounted for more than 1.5 whopping billion users worldwide. So this is a huge, a whopping number of people, and it has become immensely popular. Today, it's unimaginable to not be on this popular messaging forum or format, WhatsApp. So everybody is on WhatsApp, and we are also available on several groups. It's very difficult to find people not using WhatsApp. So to ignore the potential of WhatsApp as a recruitment tool is to ignore a huge market of potential candidates that can be tapped easily into. WhatsApp users are some of the most loyal, of course, in the industry, meaning once you form meaningful and lasting connections via this app, it is very difficult to forego that. With also the features of WhatsApp, like last seen, the blue ticks, it is very difficult for people not to reply to you. So WhatsApp is something which is a godsend for a recruiter. According to research, 62% of users are still active on the platform a year after downloading WhatsApp. So since WhatsApp is a free platform, you can send documents, you can send images. Recent addition has been the payment feature, correct? You can be a part of groups, So you can be a part of your relatives' groups, your family groups, your professional groups. People generally do not uninstall WhatsApp. So recruiters should not forget that most people check their phone hundreds of times a day, many more times than their email, and are accessible on WhatsApp. So it's easy to picture or visualize how much easier the life of a recruiter would be if they communicate with people quickly, easily, and freely every minute or every time they are needed. So one can send a WhatsApp message informing candidates of interview dates and locations, even sending a map of the exact location by using the WhatsApp's built-in tools so they know just where to find the applicant. So a live location can be shared and you can facilitate a rendezvous or a meetup. So on the day of the interview, WhatsApp would be extremely useful for keeping in touch regarding delays. For instance, if a candidate or if candidates are running late, they can let you know instantly and keep you regularly updated with the situation. This eliminates the need for occupying the phone lines every 5 minutes or sending emails that might not be received until hours later. So post-interview, of course, now these things, even I was extremely surprised when I was writing this book, that WhatsApp can have far-reaching implications after the interview as well. Suppose the interview, the job seeker and employer could continue communication by thanking each other and providing feedback too. So the recruiters can connect with candidates over issues that are time sensitive or happen outside the normal working hours. So the very nature of this messaging platform is so simple yet effective that it can be used to send a simple message, which is much less formal than your SMS. So WhatsApp enables the delivery of messages when needed, and they will be immediately, you know, seen within the waking hour. So as you are aware, you know, if you have read a message, it turns blue. If you have accessed the message, or if your network is available, it has two white, you know, tick marks as well. So this is a visual indication to both parties that yes, the message was delivered, and of course subsequently it was read. So a recruiter can also use WhatsApp to communicate with candidates seamlessly, to give application tips and send links to application forms effortlessly. Recruiters might also consider setting up a mobile ad alert. This could involve sending automated notifications to candidates who sign up to a certain message alert, which relates to the jobs that are of interest. So groups can be created, valuable information can be circulated, and of course, new ads can also be sent. It also means one can know when their clients have seen the information, as WhatsApp shows you when your message has been opened, as I had stated earlier. As a recruiter, this application saves one from worrying about not hearing from a potential candidates for weeks post-interview, as there is a means to contact them as soon as there is an update. WhatsApp is thus quicker and more personal way of communicating and enhancing the process. As we are aware, WhatsApp also is not just for texting, it also has a video call mechanism. Many a times, if the network supports, there is a lot of clarity in this particular video call, which can also be utilized. It has also got, you can record your voice and send it over in WhatsApp as well. Thank you.